Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo with those dating and relationship tips that you can't live without. At least I like to think you can't live without them. After all, why am I here if I'm not to give you this good stuff? Today, we're talking about why do men look at other women? Yeah, I was out at dinner the other night and I just couldn't help but overhear a group of women talking about why do men look at other women? It's the big topic of conversation at the table that night. And by other women, they meant why do their boyfriends look at other women? Why do their boyfriends or husbands look? Imagine you're with your boyfriend or your husband and you're in your favorite restaurant. You're having a great time together and out of nowhere, an attractive woman walks by your table. You look on as the man you love turns his head, scans her up and down, and his eyes linger just a little too long on her chest or on her backside. Suddenly there's a surge of emotion in you. Jealousy, anger, pain, insecurity. A rush of questions runs through your mind. Does he want her? Does he think she's more beautiful than me? More desirable? Is he attracted to me anymore? All these thoughts come up in your head and all these worries, right? The reality is that all men visually appreciate women. And I'll explain appreciate in a bit. All men do this. Not just your guy, not just players, not just cheaters. Every guy looks at women. Yes, even gay guys do, okay? In fact, even at the very beginning, when you thought your relationship was all exclusive romance for each other, he would still occasionally see women that were attractive and glance their way. It's a simple fact of how men function. This topic comes up quite a bit in the emails that I receive, as well as the conversations I get into with friends. So, it even got so popular at one point, I just decided to spend a few days just researching this one question completely so that I could explain it to women because it came up so much. Now, I'm going to give you a little rant warning here. This is a topic that comes up very frequently for me. It's one of the biggest points of contention in some relationships. And well, I also have a lot to say on this topic because I do understand both men's and women's point of view about this. So please be aware that I might rant a little bit as I go through the reasons why, as well as explaining why you don't really have to be worried. And so with that, we ask, why do men look at other women? 7 reasons and what to do about it. Now, I need to start out by explaining a few things about what you don't know about why men check out other women. It's important because you may have some assumptions that are faulty, and I want to clear these up first. What you don't know, number one, men are not trying to disrespect you. There's this common misperception that people hold, and it's that if somebody is doing something that hurts or offends you, well, they're purposely doing it. They're purposely disrespecting you. Well, when it comes to why men look at other women, I want to explain to you that what you think is disrespect is actually only your interpretation of his actions. What I mean by that is men almost never intentionally set out to disrespect you. No more than you would intentionally try to be needy or clingy with him, right? In fact, most people never even consider if what they're doing is disrespectful. It's simply not the first thing you check in your mind before you start doing something. You don't just stop and go, would this be disrespectful to that person? No, we only realize it after the fact. We're all just busy living our lives out, trying to get by, having some fun on the weekends, and not get into too much trouble along the way, like waking up in jail or something. We don't agonize over whether something that we're about to do is considered disrespectful or not. That's one of the last things we think about. People almost never set out to be disrespectful. It's only seen as disrespectful by the person who feels like they were disrespected. In the end, we're all just trying to get our own needs met. Unfortunately, getting our own needs met is everybody's first priority. We start with our own needs and then we move on to yours. Now, is it rude for him to look at other women? Well, yeah, if he can't get control over his scanning behavior while he's with you, yeah, I'd say that it can quickly become rude. Let me ask you, have you ever told him that it hurts your feelings? If you communicate how it makes you feel when his eyes wander, there's a very good chance, very high probability, that he will focus more attention on not being so obvious about it and not doing it as much. And if he doesn't, well, that's a sign to you. It's a sign of how well he will respect you in your relationship and eventually in your marriage. There are some guys that just can't rise above their sexual desires and get themselves under control. And you know what? There are also a lot of women who know how to use this particular quirk of men's behavior and, well, use it against you and for her. I'll talk about this more in a minute. What you don't know, number two, men are compelled to check women out visually. It's got very little to do with choice with a guy. He has a part of his sexual orientation that makes it mandatory. Yes, mandatory that he looks at women. Yes, even women he's not dating, okay? You have self-control, sure, because you're not wired this way. In the same way that he asks you, why can't you not cry during an argument or heavy conversation? You ever thought about that? Well, can you do that? Well, it'd be hard for you, I'm guessing, right? And for some women, darn near impossible. Not that it's wrong, but it's very difficult to avoid getting emotional during an emotional conversation for most women. Now, you might say, Carlos, it's completely different. You're comparing apples to oranges. His checking out women is nothing at all like my need to express my emotions. Well, yes and mostly no. It's not the same situation, but it is coming from the same place in his brain. Allow me to explain. When you cry, it's a natural release of psychological and emotional tension for you. It not only feels good, but it's actually a regulating mechanism. It's automatic, and you really can't control it. Now, when a guy checks out a woman, it's a natural process of his sexual selection psychology. It's automatic, and he can't control it. A man's mind is wired to inspect the goods. He will check out all the physical signs that indicate a possible mate. Now, I could go into all the whole evolutionary science behind this, but let's just agree that there are a lot of caveman circuits still working in that brain of his. The truth is that a man's brain gets a pleasure shot of dopamine when he looks and he's rewarded with the image of a beautiful woman. Dopamine creates a chemical high that our brains give us when we do something rewarding. And face it, our world is bombarding us with visual feasts of women in every kind of sexually suggestive pose and situation on every magazine and billboard, okay? Guys are flooded with this every day. And most of the advertisements with sexy women are advertising to other women. They're not even directed at him. And yes, men are very easily stimulated by visuals. This is probably obvious from his interest in everything from strip clubs to football games to sexy cars. Men are driven by what they see, what comes into their little eyeballs. Oh, and in case you weren't aware, you are also hardwired to see these other women as threats. You notice them at the same time he does, but for different reasons. And then your inner relationship circuits start to test the strength of the relationship by looking at how you feel about it. You, my dear, are not driven by sight, but instead by what you feel. Okay, what you don't know, number three, sometimes this is a huge signal about unresolved insecurities. Yeah, I hate to bring this up in the middle of this wonderful dating advice and relationship advice, but when we are not secure in ourselves and our relationship, we are easily triggered to jealousy, especially when you're wondering why men look at other women in front of you. A lot of women admit that much of their response to her man looking at other women is because she's really feeling insecure and pushed into the defensive. If you're not feeling secure, every woman out there is going to feel like a potential threat to you and your relationship. Not only that, but if he's looking at some other gal's caboose while your relationship is on shaky ground, you're going to react. And you know what? I wouldn't blame you. You could be feeling insecure for any number of reasons at that moment. You just had a fight. You didn't really have the time to make yourself feel, look good and get your makeup on. Or maybe your relationship has been shaky for a few weeks and you feel a bit anxious. You know this woman has looks or a body that very few women that could actually compete with. There's a ton of reasons, right? And then you notice what comes up in your emotions when you see him checking out another woman. Are you feeling indignant? Are you feeling angry, jealous, envy, a mix of those? This is where most people jump straight from stimulus to response. They don't realize that they've got a choice. Humans do anyways. There's a space between stimulus and response, and it's called pause. Press pause before you react to give yourself a chance to think about what you're feeling and if you might be actually responding from old patterns and wounds. Give yourself a pause to not react from old habits. Okay, what you might not know, women often use and abuse this behavior of men to get attention from guys. A lot of women know darn well how hard it is for men to not look when a voluptuous, sexy woman passes by. She knows it, right? She works it. She wears those short dresses. She loves that attention. She plunges her neckline to her navel so that he gets so much side boob viewing, she might as well be topless. She works those hips so hard you want to scream out, "Hey, how about some fries for that shake, lady?" Well, you know, the truth is you were probably checking her out first, right? Your threat detection mechanism kicked in and you know in seconds which women in a crowd are a sexual threat to you. Yes, she may even secretly get off on starting couples arguing over it. It gives her power. After all, it's an empty way to get your validation, but some women do it this way. Why do men look at other women? Men love beauty. Guys just love to look at women. Have you ever wondered why there are so many magazines with women in them and on them, and so few with men? Women are adored by all eyes as creatures of beauty. Men simply don't have that visual allure, unless it's a more athletic viewpoint. It's natural for men to look at women. What's off-putting is how long some guys keep it up, right? It's also said that when we appreciate beauty by indulging in it, taking it in through our senses, we're actually feeling a connection to the divine. So yes, men adore the shape of the female body. And most women do too. In study after study of men and women, researchers find that women check out other women at least as much as men do. Often for different reasons, however. Women are usually assessing her in terms of threat and a whole host of other indications. And women are comparing as well as indulging in critical analysis. What does it mean when he looks at another woman? Well, I can tell you this for sure. It does not mean he'd cheat on you the second you turn your back on him. Okay? It does not mean that. Men are simply have fleeting sexual daydreams all the time. And if there's a real live woman there to spark one of those daydreams or our imagination, well, we're going to indulge. The male sex drive is built on physical attraction. His relationship drive is built on connection. This is important. In the end, you want a guy who can occasionally check out other women and not spend 30 minutes doing it. The fact is that he is checking her out, so don't resist it. As the saying goes, what you resist persists. Blocking him from seeing other women is going to be interpreted as cutting off his freedom. Men do not respond well to this at all. He'll interpret you as being insecure. Now, the best thing you can do is to accept that this is a fact of life for men. In fact, many men actually grow to find their own preoccupation with visual distractions to be really kind of really tiring. It does. For guys, it gets kind of old that we constantly are going through whiplash every time a hot woman comes into the room. It's like, oh God, here we go again, slave to my own desires. If he's oblivious and he tends to be a little too obvious with his staring, just make sure you explain to him that you can see him checking out other women and then tell him how it makes you feel inside. But don't stop there. Tell him exactly which emotions it brings up and why. This is something that most women can't do, which is why they only resort to getting angry with him and they never go any further with it. They just get mad, assuming that, well, I must be right and he must be wrong. And that's not how this really works out. It's not that black and white. It's time to step up to the next level of maturity to make him do the same. And then explain to him what you need if you want some visual appreciation of yourself. It should be obvious by now, but we all, men and women, eventually grow a bit jaded and lazy about the relationship we're in. And we need to be reminded that we have to step up. We got to work on the things that we might have neglected. Ultimately, you feel hurt when you think that he's giving his interest and attention to another woman. So ask yourself, what does it mean to you? Well, the most important thing about the situation is what it means to you. And that's why you need to take your time and really figure out what the meaning is for you when men look at other women. Most women react on impulse and get angry instantly without ever stopping to drill down into the feelings that overcome them. You have to reach into yourself and see what it is that's triggering you. You're going to be surprised to see what it is that you're actually imagining and that thing has no basis in reality. Always remember, you have something the woman he's looking for will not have. History. Your relationship with him is what will ultimately make a man choose you over any fleeting visual he gets of a woman in a short dress. She doesn't have your history with him. She doesn't have your connection. She doesn't have the bond of love that you share with him. A man values a relationship if the relationship is healthy and whole. Men are not completely ruled by their sexual desires, as a lot of movies, TV, magazines, books, basically everything out there in the media wants you to believe. He's not a puppet or a brainless fool. He's a big boy. He can make his own decisions. He can make his own choices, good and bad. So remember that you have the history with him. Other women are just brief entertainment that walks by him from time to time. Really no different than a hot woman in a movie that you might be sitting there watching with him. Think about that for a second. Do you get jealous if he's watching the movie? Should he be turning his head away from the movie? No, he's still getting the same fix, only this happens to be in person and out of context. Either way, he's simply appreciating beauty. These are things that are often overlooked by women when her man is checking out another woman. You've got the home team advantage. What's often missing in you is knowing that he still looks at you that way, right? That's the thing that's really important, the thing that really gets you in the end. And that's ultimately what throws you into a whirlwind of insecurity. You wonder, is he still interested in you? You wonder if he's growing tired and if he's ready for a change. You might even wonder if this is the beginning of the end. But let me tell you something. This is something you can control if you want to. There are over 50 million married men in the US alone, which should prove to you that men do want long-term relationships, right? And with over 50 million more guys who are not married, you've got a bigger pond to fish in than you might have thought. What do you do about it? What are you going to do about this whole thing? The best thing you can do is to do what you can do. Don't worry about stuff that you can't do anything about. Okay, the best thing you can do is to learn how to control your man's attention. And the truth is that men can be triggered to feel that same dopamine rush that I was telling you about earlier. Instead of when he sees other women, he'll be getting that rush every time he sees you. It's called the Cupid effect, and most women don't even know what it is or how it works, even though this has been used for hundreds of thousands of years, believe it or not, to hook men into wanting a long-term committed relationship. If you want to learn more, if you want to know how that Cupid effect works, go to datingadviceguru.com/Cupid effect. I have a free presentation, a free video explaining what the Cupid effect is and how it's triggered in men. And it's critical that you understand this, because the women who don't understand this are not going to get the man they really desire. Okay? Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/Cupid effect. Just watch the video. It's worth it. Trust me. Hey, this is Carlos. You can trust me. I've been here for, God, how many years now? So thanks for stopping by. Thanks for checking out the dating advice that I dish out each week. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.